Well, Richard Cockerill, a good result here in terms of four try bonus, and you know, the score tells the story, but in terms of the bigger picture, possibly not what you'd like. You're out of Europe. How do you feel?
Oh, it's disappointing, but it was out of our hands today, and we should have performed better earlier in the tournament away at Aroni, and obviously the away games you know, at Claremont and Ulster, that's cost us. We've not quite been good enough, and there's lots of reasons around that, but the fact is we weren't, you know, the two best sides are qualified out of the group, and we have to face that reality.
You entered at half-time just 9-6. Wasn't the prettiest of first halves. Were there words had at half-time? Was the game something that really mattered to you in terms of the performance?
Yeah, a little bit. I was a bit disappointed. You know, we should have played with more tempo and had a bit more of a crack at them in the first half. And we looked a little bit, you know, a little bit jittery. And there's a few new combinations out there with players. But in the second half, we took the game to them. We scored four good tries. You know, some young guys got some game time for the first time at this level. So, look, there's lots of positives from today. But overall, Europe's been disappointing. And now we have to work on doing well in the Premiership to qualify for next year's tournament.
Yes, indeed. And Ben Young's one of the players you rested today, but we also saw players like George Ford crossing the whitewash, so the next generation of Tigers players is looking good.
Yeah, of course, you know, and these lads have got a, you know, it's opportunity with no pressure to a point on the game for us to blood some of those young fellas, and George did well, and you know, he's a very good young player, and there's, you know, lots of guys out there today with, you know, Mickey Young starting for the first time and Sammy Harrison, and you know, there was lots of positives. So look, we just got to keep our heads on, and we just got to take a measured view, and we have to keep working through all the issues that we have, you know, from a club point of view.
Now, I'm sure you'd love to still be in Europe, but considering the first half that the club have had in terms of the Premiership, are you relishing the chance now to be able to focus on that a little more?
Well, that's the only thing we have to focus on, so that's key for us now. We want to do well in both tournaments, but now it's the Premiership, and we have two LV Cup games, which we'll get through, and we'll see where that takes us. And then it's four very important games in the Premiership, because you know, we have to be in the top four to one semi-finals, but two to guarantee being in Europe again.
Yes, now you just mentioned the LV Cup. Looking forward to that next week, a game at Harlequins. They've just come out of Europe themselves as well, certainly the Heineken Cup. What do you make of their efforts? Are you looking forward to going there and going toe-to-toe?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what side they put out. You know, they've played their best side pretty much the whole time, and they've had some injuries, and so it'll be interesting to see who they put out, and we'll put a mixed side out, and we go there and we'll go and play with a little bit less pressure on us. We just go and play and see what some of these young fellas can do. So it's the tournament's been like that for us, and you know, there's still a chance for us to get a semi-final, so we'll see where that takes us. But it's next week's about developing some young fellas and playing some young guys, and making sure that we're freshening guys up, and then, you know, Newcastle the week after in the run into Exeter away.
And we're hearing word that Billy Twelvetrees may be on his way to Gloucester. He's a player that you brought through Leicester. How do you feel about his exit?
Oh, I mean, it's disappointing. I mean, on Monday, I sat with the player for a long time and had a good discussion about his future at the club, and he